Welcome to FinTech's DEI Discussions podcast series. We are here today to celebrate the wins, raise awareness of the challenges, and walk the talk for change across the entire financial technology industry. And today we are live at Pay360 and joined by Monica Nguyen, Customer Success Manager at One. She is here to share how she walks the talk for inclusion in our sector and what more she wants done. Welcome. It's great to have you here.
Thank you for having me, Nadia.
I'm super excited. Tell us a little bit more about your experience in payments.
Sure. I've been in payments for 6 years now, starting as an OTC broker back in 2018. It sounds like a long time ago now when I look back, but actually those 6 years has given me a wealth of experience in this industry. I have always primarily been in a customer success or client relationship role, from a startup to scale up. And through the 6 years, I've seen a lot of change, being from a small team to a larger team. And in a scale up now, it's very busy. It's a demanding role, and there's a lot of growth in terms of new hires, expansion into new jurisdictions, setting up global offices, accessing new markets. And it's a lot of fun being in this industry, actually, because I'm learning loads. I love learning. And you get to work with super talented people, and business is growing really quickly. So it's hard to keep up with things from time to time. But all in all, I've learned so much from it professionally and personally. In my role, it's multifaceted in a financial services company. I've had the opportunity to work with closely with clients within the gaming and digital asset sectors, which is a lot of where the emerging tech is coming from. And by understanding the client needs and helping them navigate the complexities of the payments landscape, we are providing a payment solution. When you see their businesses grow as a result of your partnership, it can be a very rewarding experience. And overall, it's been an exciting development journey for me. And I've witnessed firsthand the rapid evolution and innovation within the crypto and digital asset space, and how this implements digital wallets, crypto payment gateways, and how it integrates with traditional payment institutions. It's been a massive development journey for me. And I'm enjoying it.
I can definitely feel that excitement that exudes from you, and also like today here at Pay360, like everyone's got such a buzz here. You've come here to see a few talks that stand out for you.
Yeah, so day one is customer orientated, so it's very much a CSM day. So I'm looking forward to listening to talks on embedded finance and how we're designing customer inclusive journeys around that. So embedded finance for me is a huge opportunity for the payments industry, because we can implement payment services throughout the whole customer online journey. And these are topics close to my heart, because I believe that fostering a diverse and inclusive environment, not only for the payments industry or customers, but as a working culture, we're able to drive more innovation and growth. I'm also keen on learning about emerging trends in payments technology, especially those aimed at improving accessibility and inclusivity for all users. I'm also hoping to see more collaboration and partnerships in the space, and how we can bring more financial education into this area to make financial services more simple. Over the weekend, for example, Nadia, I was looking at merging my pension funds. I completed a risk analysis of my risk appetite to match me to the right fund, but it didn't execute, it didn't complete my transfer, my journey. So it explains to me that there's still a long journey to go in terms of making sure the customer journey goes through from the beginning to end. It all helps if you stay on one platform, and you know all these add-ons are available, like will writing services or additional financial products are available all in one journey, then the customer doesn't have to log out and log back in. So all of this feedback from a customer's perspective and the feedback that I get from my customers help to implement changes, fixes, releases on, you know, our platform to enable a better customer experience. And I feel like being in a startup, scale-up, you can make those changes quite easily, quite quickly, and we're more nimble at doing that. So we can make a better impact towards the customer journey and make a better experience for our customers.
Yeah, you've spoken a lot about accessibility and making sure that we are understanding a customer's journey and from their perspective and their experience. And it's really interesting hearing everything you said about continuing learning. This inclusion piece is really dear to my heart. Is it within payments?
Well, inclusion within payments is not just a moral imperative, it's actually a strategic necessity. The payments landscape serves a diverse array of customers with varying needs and preferences. So, for example, discrimination by banks who do not have the risk appetite to serve customers due to their high risk scoring or business categorization or jurisdiction cover has a serious impact on the economy and business sectors. So fintechs, payment innovation in fintechs are able to spot these gaps. They can target these challenges with agility, make it easier, and provide cheaper alternatives with better services overall for a customer. So payments can bridge that gap between banks to the underserved with either better payment tech or allowing banks to access new markets. So it works well for both the institutions, traditional institutions, and also customers in different markets. And by embracing inclusion in these sectors, we can ensure that all of our individuals or businesses, regardless of their background or circumstances, are included. And also diverse teams within payment tech can bring a wealth of perspectives and ideas to the table, which can also lead to more innovative solutions and better outcomes for everybody involved.
I love that point about diverse teams, and I wanted to ask you, how do we not just attract more people to work within the payment space, but actually encourage them to stay here and build long-term careers here?
Okay. Well, it's incredibly important to inspire more people to join. That's why I do a lot of social media. That's why I do a lot of blogs. That's why I do a lot of networking through my women communities. It's just to speak out about what I do to make all this, you know, information in digital assets or financial services easier, to break it down in digestible chunks so that people can understand it or anyone can understand it. To inspire more people to join and commit to the payment sector, technology today, we need to reshape it in a way where we can transact and interact financially. There's a growing demand for talent with diverse set skills and experiences because before I joined the startup, I didn't come from a financial background, but I had transferable skills that could come across in help building the startup that we have today. So by actively encouraging individuals from all backgrounds to pursue careers in payments or fintech in general, we can tap into a broader talent pool and drive greater innovation and creativity within the industry, because everyone from different backgrounds can make a difference and can make an impact in payment tech or any business that we have in the payments industry today. Additionally to that, fostering a culture of inclusion, belonging is key to retaining top talent and ensuring long-term success. At One, we have like a women's group. We have we'll arrange socials. We shout out each other's wins. So it's like a safe space to like talk about anything and bring up any subject matter, really. But I feel like the pandemic has brought forward flexible working, hybrid and remote working. So businesses these days, they don't have to hire, you know, close by in London. They don't have to come to London for, you know, the talent pool. We hire all over the UK. We hire, you know, where our licenses and global offices are based. So we've got teams in Switzerland, Jersey, Guernsey, and Europe, and so on. So having flexible working is a sure win for attracting a talent pool. People can work from anywhere, and the financial industry also underpins every industry sector. So there's huge potential to make an impact on the underbanked with local to international payments worldwide. So payments is like a global language, really. It's not just specialized to one sector. It covers every industry that you can think of, so people from different business sectors can apply their skills to payments. The fintech industry also is filled with startups and scale-ups hoping to make it to unicorn status. So they can forge new working cultures which are fun and dynamic. And I see more people leaving old institutions actually to join more flexible fintechs. And it's the hard part is maintaining a dynamic and fun culture where everyone can thrive in. And this is tricky to get right when your company is transitioning between startup to scale up to corporate style. So that's the tricky part for us. What we're finding is maintaining that nice, tight culture that we're enjoying so much.
And it's so encouraging to hear that that's on your agenda and there's so much work that you're doing to launch such a great culture so that people can thrive. One of the things that I really believe in for inclusion is that inclusion includes us all and we should stop waiting for somebody else to work again. What would be your advice to people who want to drive inclusion in their workplaces?
Sure, I mean, it all comes from the top, really. So driving inclusion in the workplace requires a concerted effort from all stakeholders from the top, including leadership, employees, and industry organizations. Leadership must prioritize diversity and equity and inclusion initiatives and lead by example. This includes implementing inclusive hiring practices, providing training on unconscious bias, creating opportunities for underrepresented groups to thrive and advance within the organization. Additionally, fostering a culture of psychological safety where all employees feel valued, respected, and empowered to voice their opinions is crucial. And I find that working in a startup and scale up is, you know, your voice does count more than working for a corporate because I can compare the two. So, you know, your opinions and are heard within group meetings. And finally, collaborating with external partners and participating in industry-wide initiatives can help drive systemic change and create more inclusive payments ecosystem for everybody. It's all not just talking about it in the boardrooms, it's also setting an example and also putting initiatives to, you know, in your hiring process, recruitment process and culture. How do you not activate the culture, but how do you maintain a culture and keep that going? And it's all about social initiatives and team activities and also just having, even though in our culture, working style, a lot of us are working hybrid, remotely, how do you bring communities or working groups, how do you get them to interact and talk to each other online and keep that conversation going?
Some really valuable insights. I think it's really stood out for me is that we all have the responsibility to set an example of this. And what a wonderful way of explaining that. So thank you for joining us
on
FinTech DEI Discussions. Let's listen, let's learn, let's move on.